engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another program of Smell the Truth Radio. Coach with you today, Rob Lotito, and as always, good day to you, Dr. David Berman. How are you, sir?
All right, Coach. How are you doing?
Doing good. We got an interesting show today. Our show is called The Second Amendment Argument, and I know for you it's not an argument. You understand the truth of this, and today we want to speak out and bring forth the truths of the Second Amendment. And Pastor, we're hoping that you walk us through that today. One question.
Yeah.
Are you carrying your gun today?
Well, I wouldn't. I won't. I can get in trouble if I answer that if I'm in a certain state, right?
Yeah, but but the answer is that I know that I carry when I need to. I have a carrying permit in the state.
Of course, I carry my gun. Of course, and everybody should carry a gun.
And I carry it for protection purposes in this day and age.
Yep.
I know we're not allowed in school zones in certain areas to have them, but people are getting killed in school zones and churches.
Well, don't you think it's a great idea? I mean, if you want to have a great idea, let's do this. Let's tell a criminal or a madman that this is a gun-free zone. Hey, Mr. Criminal or Madman, come over here because nobody has any guns. No one's going to resist you here. That is the stupidest thing you could possibly do. And yet, of course, our illustrious politicians and liberals and the people that are running this country, these schmucks.
Oh,
they are.
Faster.
They are causing these, they are in a way aiding and abetting these criminals by telling them this is a gun-free zone.
Gun-free zone. So that means I know that no one's got a gun in that area. I can take you out.
It's just the stupidest thing. I mean, that alone could be a liberal logic moment.
Yeah,
it could be. Know?
So before we get into the liberal craziness of this, the progressive craziness of this, and we want people to understand the history. That is one of the things you are trying to promote with Smell the Truth Radio, smellthetruth.com.
Yeah.
Is we want people to know the truth. So, Pastor, bring us back a little bit. We are a unique country. We're the only country that has in the Constitution that you have rights to bear arms, to have a gun. Why is that, and how did that come about?
Yeah, we're the only country that I know of. You know, perhaps there's something that I don't know of, but I think I'm right about this. At least the vast majority of countries, you're not allowed to have a weapon. In your Constitution, in the very foundational core principles of the nation, the Second Amendment is in there. And the Second Amendment says that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And the idea is actually quite amazing because our founders understood, and they understood this for many reasons, but one of the reasons they understood this was important is because the British made it illegal to make guns in America and to import guns to America when there was starting to be talk against the British monarchy.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so this is nothing new. This has always been the way it is. Take the armaments, the ability to defend yourself, away from the average people. And if you do that, then you're going to, whoever has the guns rules. And let's face it. Now, if you look, for instance, at the Soviet Union, there was about 10% were members of the Communist Party out of the 100%, no, about 10%. And who had the guns? The Communist Party. The 90% didn't have the guns. So our founding fathers said, look, based on history, obviously it was before the communism, but that was just an example. They said, based on history, people ought to have the right to defend themselves. Now, oftentimes we'll hear people say, well, we're not trying to take away your guns for hunting, your hunting rifles. We're not trying to do that. We don't want to tell you can't have a shotgun to go hunting or a hunting rifle to go hunting. We're not, because they say that because the average person doesn't understand that the Second Amendment has absolutely nothing to do about hunting. Absolutely not one thing to do about hunting. It is about the citizenry having the teeth of liberty. And without weapons, there is no teeth in liberty. People have the ability to defend themselves against tyranny coming from outside the country to attack the country or coming from within the country. So our founding fathers said, no, every person has a right to bear arms. Now, that's a very important thing. To bear arms, not to own arms.
I was going to ask you that.
To bear arms.
What's the difference to own versus bear?
Well, because here's what they say. This is another thing they say. Well, we don't have a problem with you having a gun in your house to protect your house. Well, newsflash, Mr. Politician, I'm not always in my house. I have a right to bear arms, which means to have them on my person. I'm not always home. So let's say I'm walking through the city and somebody wants to rob me, has a gun, and wants to try to kill me. You know what I'm going to say to them? Hold on a minute. Follow me to my house where I can get my gun to defend myself. We have a right to bear arms. That means carry them. And I'll say this as well. If you think about the Second Amendment, out of all the amendments,
yes,
the Second Amendment, you have to have a permit in most states to carry a gun. In a lot of states, they make it almost impossible. It's up to the sheriff to decide by his own desire whether he wants you to have a gun or not. This is a gross violation of the Constitution. What other of the rights do we have to have a permit for? As soon as the government says you have to have a permit for it, that means it's not an unalienable right. It's a right given to you by government. And the Constitution is clear. My permit is not given by the government. It's given by Almighty God to defend myself. That is the philosophical position of our founding fathers with the Bill of Rights, and that includes the Second Amendment.
So how does that law get passed? How do we get here from the point of view is, if we have the right to bear arms, why can the government take for the state of New Hampshire and Vermont? I've lived in those two states. I lived in New York and New Jersey. You can't get permits in New York and New Jersey.
Oh, almost impossible.
Okay. Yeah. Vermont, you don't need one.
Right.
And in New Hampshire, you just need a carrying permit. So why could they regulate? How do they regulate me? How do we get to that point? I mean, why is that? I can't just stand up and say, it's my right to carry. It's the constitutional right.
Well, there's interesting history in that. Mm-hmm. Some of gun control was made actually as a way to discriminate against black people. In fact, early on in the state of New Hampshire, the permit idea was to keep the guns out of the hands of what they called undesirable people.
Huh.
So that was it was a racist thing early on. In many of the states, that had nothing to do with it. In many states, it was simply people believing philosophically that the government is the one that we depend on to protect us and that people should not have the right to have guns. And the interesting thing is they keep looking at what happens and then they extrapolate out of what happens that this is why it happens. So they say, there was a shooting at a school, therefore it's because the person can get a gun. So the gun is the problem. It's like trying to outlaw forks because people are fat because they overeat.
Or a spoon. I saw that.
Right. It's a decision that you make. It's like outlawing cars because somebody drinks and drives. The problem is not the car.
It's not the alcohol.
No, it's the person's decision.
Exactly.
So this is constant move in the progressive mindset of government's here to protect you. Government's here to protect you. The government knows better. They know best. You know, daddy knows best. And you peasants, you regular average citizens are too stupid to know how to handle a weapon or to control yourself or to have guns because some crazy man does something bad. Let me remind our listening audience that throughout history, the most violence that has been done through governments with guns, not individuals. They point to things like Sandy Hook and they say it was a tragedy, and of course it was a horrible tragedy and other tragedies. But if you want to look at history and find out where most gun violence happens, it happens through tyrannical governments, not individuals with guns. So the Second Amendment is an unalienable right to bear arms.
So when I look at this article you wrote on, which is archived on smellthetruth.com, February of 2013, you wrote about Sandy Hook, and what you wrote about was pretty interesting. You wrote about the dumbing down of dads in America, the fatherless, and you reference a lot of things about fatherless homes, the problems that are caused by fatherless homes. Is it your belief that the government's trying to change the outlook of the father in this country? And part of that is the removal of firearms?
Oh, there's no question about it. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the first point about the title of the article was, I remember the article, was that Guns, Violence, and Fatherlessness, or something
exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
And in the article, I write about what's happened to fathers and the idea of authority in the home. Now, this, what I'm about to say, is not politically correct. But let me just say clearly that if you listen to Smell the Truth Radio and you know who Dr. David Berman is, and you know that politically correct is not what I'm ever going to be. In fact, I spit in the face of it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that, Pastor.
Fatherlessness has caused most of the problems. And I think quite clearly the destruction of the family is the designed effort by those in government and the cultural elite who are looking to reestablish or redefine the family, we know that from recent events, to a place where there's more dependence upon centralized power. So women have left, in many ways, their dependence upon men and have transferred that to dependence upon government. This has caused tremendous problems. In this segment, we don't have enough time to really get into this, but in the next segment, I really would like to kind of expound on this more.
We most definitely will. The problem that we face in America sometimes is we lose our voice to speak about these things. That's just because the politicians, are the talking heads, the media see it one way, and not enough good people are standing up to do what's right.
Yeah, well, the media establishment, the elitists, they have been very effective in trying to get people to understand their worldview, which is that the elite are smart and you're stupid. That the elite are somehow more educated, they're refined, they understand things. And you guys who believe in freedom, the constant, you're just a bunch of rednecks, you're stupid, you're not refined, you're not cultured. And we need these upper echelon cultured elitists to tell us how we're supposed to think and what we're supposed to do. And they are winning in many ways because there's a lot of folks in America that will not say the things that I will say. And I wish that wasn't the case. I wish everybody, every red-blooded American, whatever your racial background is, red-blooded American would stand up and say enough is enough and spit in the face of this nonsense.
Well, we're with you on that, Pastor, and that's why we're doing these programs, Smell the Truth Radio. This is talking about the argument of Second Amendment, the show called The Second Amendment Argument, actually, with Dr. David Berman, the coach Rob Lotito. We're going to take a quick break, but let me leave you with this. In this country, kids used to go to school with guns every day. And on the way home, they would hunt for their family to bring some food home.
When I was a kid, that's how it was.
That's how it was. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Smell the Truth Radio.
We are living in troubled times for young people. With a 35% out-of-wedlock birth rate for whites, 52% for Hispanics, and an even higher rate of 72% for African Americans, there is certainly a fatherless crisis in America. Statistics show incarceration rates for young men who grow up in homes without fathers are twice as likely to end up in jail as those who come from traditional two-parent families. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Children with fatherless homes are 15 times more likely to have behavioral disorders. Girls are 7 times more likely to become teenage mothers. Isn't it time to go back to the founding principles of this once great nation? Isn't it time to stop kicking against God's obvious wisdom found in the Bible and raise families as God intended? The evidence is overwhelming. Fatherlessness is destroying our nation. Come back to the Bible. Find a Bible-preaching, believing church. Come back to what works. It's time for men to be responsible and to lead their families to Jesus. This message is brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Today's Liberal Logic Moment. This Liberal Logic Moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
So our Liberal Logic Moment comes to us courtesy of our President of the United States today.
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
He is.
You know, when
he
it comes
is.
To these things.
He's talking about a third term for a presidency and that he could get elected. We're going to play a quick cut here and talk back about this in a second.
I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But the law is the law. And no one person is above the law, not even the president.
So
wow.
Pastor makes this comment of I'm not above the law.
Yeah.
But has he done anything as the president? We know we can't get elected. Praise Jesus, because we were smart enough to change that amendment of the Constitution. But has he done anything to break the law as a president with writing executive documents?
Well, how long is this show?
Now, you don't have too much time here, but we have a liberal
I mean, how about, you know, rewriting the immigration laws single-handedly? How about rewriting the Obamacare law over and over again, exempting people like he's a king, and causing others to not be exempt like he's a king, reestablishing in the law different dates that are not in there, completely discarding the Constitution when it comes to the right to privacy or from your papers and to be secure in your papers. How about the destruction of life and in his support of abortion? How about the idea that he wants to regulate guns? It's against the law of the land, the Constitution. He says that he was a constitutional teacher. Are you kidding me? You got to be. He's a constitutional burner. This guy is a joke, a bad joke. And for this guy, after the most recent thing of rewriting the immigration laws, like is a fiat of the king, and for him to say the law is the law. Do you think that this guy, if he thought he could get away with running for a third term, wouldn't do it? He would if he thought he can get away with it. That's one thing the American people are just not going to put up with.
Well, let's thank God that the Constitution will hold that law and that he will not be able to run for a third term. And if he does, we're going to be pretty upset here.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
At Smell the Truth Radio.
Right.
Another liberal logic moment.
Smell the Truth. .com.
And the fight for freedom goes on.
This is Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Letito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution. Against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
We are back with you, Smell the Truth Radio, Coach with you, the Dr. David Berman, my pastor and friend. We're talking about the Second Amendment argument that goes on and on and on, my friends. We need to understand, and I think the first part of, we talked about the history and the
philosophical position.
Well, the psychology of how we're getting to where we are today, and it gets worse.
Yeah.
That we talked, you wanted to aim towards the logic of the media now and the logic of our president and the logic of the Democrats or the progressives that are out there saying you shouldn't have a gun and it's okay to hunt. We want you to hunt.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to fish.
Yeah.
But we don't want you to carry a gun for what you think is your.
Well, they don't want you to hunt either. Just so you know, because they're lying about that. And when you mentioned Democrats, let's mention Republicans as well.
Oh, Republicans.
There's plenty of those.
Yes.
Progressives know no party. Believe me.
Yes, and I should be careful when I do that because you're right, Pastor. We need to know that they're all in the same vat of soap these days.
It's the two heads of the same snake.
Yes.
Now, we talked about this issue of gun control and how they're blaming the gun for everything. And as I said earlier, that most violence is done by government, centralized power against people, not by individuals. Of course, there's been some individual crazies. But the question is, if you take a gun out of a hand of a crazy person who happens to get one, and you can't fully stop a person from getting a hold of a gun or a bomb or a knife or poison, or whatever they want to do, because they're crazy. By definition, they're nuts. They don't follow the law.
Right.
And criminals don't follow the law. So when you make a law that outlaws guns for people like you and me who are not going to do these types of things, All you're doing is taking the guns away from people who are not the threat.
It's crazy.
It's absurd, for one. But let's get back, if we could, to this issue of fatherlessness, because I do think it's very relevant concerning the arguments for gun control. Because what they're doing is they're saying that the guns are the problem. The only people who should own guns are the government, people who are trained by the government. Of course, many of them don't come out and say that because they know if they say that alone, they're going to get in trouble. But their ideological position really is to get guns out of the hands of all citizens, particularly the average regular citizens. Because, of course, when they make it so much regulation and so expensive to have a weapon like they've done in other countries, then the only people who can get them are the rich elites. If you understand.
Yeah, so, most definitely do. Pastor, I want to play a quick cut here because I believe what we're playing into here with the fatherless homes and the issues of that our government's trying to make happen here is a cut from before he got elected, President Obama had said this, and yeah. I want to think what you think of this.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get better and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them, or anti-immigrant sentiment, or anti-trade sentiment, a way to explain their frustrations.
So I know it was a tough cut to hear, so let me explain it. The President of the United States talking about being bitter and basically saying that we need to cling to our guns and the Bible. And that we're bitter and that we're frustrated. He was talking towards the Christian people there.
There's no question about it. He's talking to Christian people, average Christian people. I want to read the quote, actually, because that unfortunately that cut was a tough one to hear.
Yeah.
President Obama said, I quote, "And it's not surprising, then, they get bitter, they cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them, or anti-immigrant sentiment, or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations," end quote. So let's think about what he said. He said that basically, and he's talking about Christian people here, he's talking about your average American citizen who would be a conservative citizen. And he says they cling to their guns. This is speaking of fear. They're clinging to their guns and their religion. Mm-hmm. They somehow hate immigrants, they don't want trade, and they're generally bitter. So this is what how he sums up the average conservative American, when the fact of the matter is, none of us have a problem with immigrants who come here legally, who follow the law, who do not come here to live off the system, but come to start businesses or work hard or work their way up. I have zero problem with that.
But as a matter of fact, my parent, grandparents, great-grandparents came from Italy properly.
Of course.
Through Ellis Island.
Same with my Jewish grandparents on both sides.
Same
as you know,
thing.
I'm a Jew. Same thing. We came here legally.
And I'm proud of it.
Right.
And I don't hate. So I don't hate.
Of course not.
I don't hate.
We're not against immigration at all. We're against stupid immigration policies. Yes, and illegal immigration, of course.
Of course.
And then he says, clinging to your religion and your guns, like we're afraid. We're all sitting in our house in the corner, clinging by the fireplace to our guns and our Bibles, afraid of Mr. Obama. We're not afraid of you, my friend. We're not afraid of any of you.
Right.
We are Americans. We're not clinging to in the way that you say it. But yes, we do cling to the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation.
Amen.
We do cling to the principles of liberty as espoused by the Bible and as codified in law in the Constitution. We do cling to our right to defend ourselves from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We are absolutely guilty of clinging to God, knowing that He's the one who gave this nation blessings. So if you want to call us bitter clingers because of that, call us what you will. But the way you say it is not at all how we see it, Mr. President, or any of you other liberals out there.
Well, with that, back to the fatherless situation, clinging to the Word of God, my prayer is that dads would stand up and be dads. I know it's your prayer. The fatherless home is a problem.
Right.
So the government would say, and let me play a little devil's advocate for you, but Pastor, it's not the way it was when you were a kid. Today, you got people without dads in the homes.
Yep.
Or there's guns at the neighbor's house, and the kids go play with them. Don't you understand? There's no you know, what do we do, Pastor? How do we fix this? You know,
we stop making policies that increase the same thing over and over again and encourage people to be irresponsible and have children out of wedlock and men to run out on their families because they think the government's going to take care of them. That's what we do. Listen, the statistics are very clear. You got 80% of rapists were motivated by with displaced anger. They come from a father from fatherless homes. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 90% of homeless runaways, children, come from fatherless homes. More likely to commit suicide, more likely to run away, more likely to have behavioral disorders, more likely to commit rape, more likely to drop out of high school, more likely to abuse chemical substances, more likely to end up in state-operated institutions, 20 times more likely to end up in prison. These are stats from the Justice Department. I didn't make these up. And what does this have to do with gun control? You can't control a gun in the hands of somebody who wants to use it in a bad way. And so to take them away from everybody who does not want to use them in a bad way is not logical, and it doesn't deal with the real issues. When I was a kid, listen, I can't even tell you how young I was when I first started shooting guns because I can't remember. I was so young. I remember the earliest memory I have was my father, who was a police officer, by the way, having me at the police range, helping me to hold up his service revolver, teaching me how to shoot and teaching me gun safety.
And that gave you a great respect for guns.
Absolutely.
And it was male bonding.
Absolutely.
Which is so important.
Extremely important.
Yeah, and we can go on for hours about this show, but we want you to know one thing. Jesus is Lord, and we want you to come to a relationship with Christ. Maybe you're a dad who's struggling out there. Maybe you made a mistake. You left home. You don't know how to redeem yourself. You don't know how to get back to that moment. You can get in touch with us here, Smell the Truth Radio, smellthetruth.com. Go there. Pastor, how do people get in touch with you if they want some more information or they want to just talk to you?
You can email me from my church email address, which is Dr. Dave, that's D-R-D-A-V-E, at clfchurch.com. That's clfchurch.com. Dr. Dave at clfchurch.com. And again, the doctor is just Dr. Then D-A-V-E. You can send me an email. I'll be happy to respond to you if I can. And there is hope for you in Christ. Jesus is the answer, not government.
Amen to that. And the last thing I'll leave you with today, Pastor, is that you're available to debate these topics or available to come into churches and speak on these topics.
Indeed,
well.
I will be happy to speak in speaking engagements and debate people, whatever.
Well, the Second Amendment argument was the name of our show today. This is the coach for Dr. David Berman, our host, saying thank you for listening to Smell the Truth Radio. God bless and have a great day.
And the fight for freedom goes on.
SmellTheTruth.com.